gone through Secretariat winning the Triple Crown, Flutie's touchdown pass in the Boston College over Miami game, Havlicek steals the ball in the 65 Eastern Conference Finals, a Maradona goal, Tiger Woods with the chip in at the Masters to break Chris DeMarco's heart. He was never the same after. He ruined two careers, by the way. He ruined DeMarco's career with that chip in during the Masters, and he also ruined the career of David Duvall, who went on to have an eating disorder and what's the thing where your head spins? Vertigo.
Vertigo. Oh. Yes.
I mean, they'll blame that on just, you know, that's the way it goes. And yes, oh, I'd quit. I eat better. I tried to lose weight. No, bro. Losing to Tiger Woods and knowing you were never gonna get over the hump gave the dude an eating disorder, and he developed vertigo. He was never the same afterwards. This guy was the number one player in the world.
Wow.
Tiger Woods ruined his career. That's the stat I want to see. Not how many majors have you won. Not how many tournaments have you won. Mm-hmm. How many careers have you ruined? That's the important thing. Anyway, I move on. Number five on the list. The 25-year anniversary, which makes me feel unbelievably old. Chris, you were not even a gleam in your father's eye when this hit.
I was actually...
What year were you born? 1980 what?
Eight.
1988?
Yes.
You were just born!
Just born.
When's your birthday? What month?
July.
Okay.
So I was kicking it in the crib.
Right about the time that Kirk Gibson came to the plate to hit that game-winning home run, Chris made a poo-poo. Ah, the good old days. Mama Gibson. I believe that was his first word, actually. Sounded like this. It was big. Big. Huge.
Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable. A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw.
I don't believe that Chris Kane was born just a couple of months ago. Jack Buck's pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
That's a great call. It's one of the great ones. They go on to win 4-3. They win the series 4-1. Who knows what would have happened had Gibson not talked Lasorda into putting him into the game. It was his only at-bat of the game.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, as a caller pointed out earlier, Jose Canseco earlier to put Oakland up had hit a grand slam. The caller claims it was his first grand slam of his career. I don't know if that's true or not.
Wow.
I do know this. It was his only hit of the series. He hits a grand slam in game one, and in the next four games, doesn't manage one hit. Now, they probably pitched around him quite a bit. Yeah. They actually plunked him in that game.
Wow.
Yeah. This is one that most everyone has heard. It is repeated. It is used over and over again in so many different circles. It is a great call by a great broadcaster. Howard Cosell. For me, the voice of boxing. For most of us, the voice of boxing. And boxing was probably never more relevant than when Cosell was calling. Joe Frazier, undefeated, 29-0, a heavy favorite against George Foreman, who was certainly well-respected, but not as established in the pro ranks. Didn't go so well for Mr. Frazier that night.
And we'll find out tonight just how good George Foreman is in punching and in taking a punch. I think he hurt Joe Frazier. I think Joe is hurt. Angie Dundee, Ali's trainer, right next to me is saying it. You may hear him. Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be in a neutral corner.
Knocked down three times in the first round. Knocked down three more times in the second before the fight was stopped. Needless to say, George Foreman destroyed Joe Frazier that night.
On him.
That was a beatdown.
Yeah, it was.
The video
what
is amazing.
Voice.
George Foreman was such an impressive looking athlete.
He was huge.
Amazing.
Huge.
He was amazing. Anyway, this is a game that most of us will never forget. Maybe the greatest highlight in the history of football. Any level.
Yeah.
The play. California. Stanford. Final play of the game. The Bears in a desperate situation. Having to score on the final play of the game. Take a knee. Throw a bomb. No, just return the kickoff.
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does. Ball comes loose, and the Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline, another one. They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rodgers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going into the end zone. Will it count? The Bears have scored. We don't know who won the game. everybody's milling around on the field. And the Bears have won. The Bears have won. Oh, my God. The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game over Stanford.
That call just about lives up to the play. That is a great call. And for that guy to be able to come up with that many adjectives to describe that ridiculous play that quickly on short notice is amazing.
His voice, the level, whenever he says the band is on the field, goes, hi.
Yeah. You can tell he's excited.
The band is on the field. Gary Tyrell, the trombonist who was smashed on that play. Very, 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 very amazing play. And a great call by Joe Starkey. I'd like to get him on the show sometime. That is so awesome. That was in 1982.
Wow.
1982. Chris, man.
Nah.
Take my word for it. October 3rd, 1951. None of us were alive then. Doesn't mean it wasn't awesome. The shot heard around the world. Again, audio quality not quite what it could have been. Although, for the time, it was probably fine.
Almost nil. Now it's a 4-2 ball game.
So the Giants won the pennant? You don't say. I didn't know he said it four times. I guess the Giants won the pennant. And last but not least, according to the story, Merriam-Webster defines miracle as an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. And to a nation unsure of its confidence, Team USA's 1980 Olympic hockey victory over the Soviet Union did seem ordained from above. You all know the call. Al Michaels, one of the greats.
The Galechenov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! Unbelievable.
How much different the story would have been had the United States gone on to lose the gold medal game?
Interesting fact, Kurt Russell was the coach for the team.
You know, I get chills every time I hear that call, and then Matty T drops in and brings us right back to reality.
Don't get too caught up. It's only sports. We'll do a couple of notes on the world of entertainment here in a moment.